Happy Halloween.
Hi, and welcome back to I'll Tell You What, a spoopy podcast. My name's Miranda.
And I'm Ashlyn.
And
possibly.
Okay. So, apologies for probably the loud ruckus that is going to occur during this episode because we didn't get mine recorded before the chitlets came home. Does chitlets sound bad?
Yeah, it does.
Say chillins. The chillins. The children's.
Kidlets. Just choose kidlets. One.
I say chitlets a lot.
Oh, no.
So we didn't get my episode recorded before the children got home from school.
Sure.
My niece and nephew. So it's probably going to be very loud, and we're probably going to have to pause a lot, and I'm probably going to have to edit the heck out of this. So,
or yell at someone.
Not a child. So yeah. Update on our Samhain episode the Ancient Origins of Halloween episode.
Yeah.
My friend actually, who I used to work with, she actually but she left a comment on our Instagram video about it. And she mentioned that she apparently celebrates Samhain, and I had absolutely no idea. And wow. She was like, oh, it's so cool. Nice watching these girls teach about my practices. And I was like, aww. Oh, I'm so glad. Like, I didn't know you celebrated it. Also, I hope I did it justice. And she goes, it was so much fun to listen to. And she did say there's two things she wanted to comment about.
Mm-hmm.
The pronunciation, she always pronounced it as more like Samhain, which I am probably still butchering as like Samhain, more Welsh than I pronounced it because I'm a dumb American, like I said.
Samhain.
well,
no, I mean, it's Gaelic. Mm-hmm. It's going to be difficult.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Also, Ashlyn, you know, Malcha mentioned the fact that Ashlyn got all butt hurt about them calling the female version of a King of Winter a hag or a crone. Yeah. Apparently, hags are just the honored older women, like elder witches. And it's actually highly respected.
Nice.
Especially in the holiday.
That's cool, though.
So calling them a hag in this case was not actually an insult.
So it's Americans who did this. Or kind not of. Americans. English.
The
it's English who did this.
The Anglins. That's not
Well, no, I meant the language.
Yes.
Anyway.
Yeah, the English bastardized it. She also mentioned at their house, they like to do fun little things. They like to make little cakes for the dead, as well as make special dinners for their pets, because apparently it can be a very scary time for your pets because they can probably see the thinning of the veil. So that's sweet. That's cute.
So, I like that.
So thank you. And this is Elizabeth Cade Costumes. That's her little business that she has. So, you can go follow her page. Go follow her stuff. She makes really cool, historically accurate costumes. And it's very cool. She also has a YouTube. So yeah, feel free to check that out. She's very cool. And she actually taught me a little bit more about Samhain. I can't pronounce it correctly. I'm trash. But
don't forget to rate and review our podcast on your favorite podcasting
absolutely.
Apps.
Absolutely. You can definitely do it at Podchaser as well. Actually, when you rate and review podcasts, it helps them move up the charts. So it'd be very helpful for us if you could do that for us. It would take like 5 seconds. We beg of you.
Yes, please.
we're literally begging at this point.
Of course, I guess it'll be kind of over by the time that this is posted. But if you're wondering why my voice sounds like crud.
We did a special mini series called I'll Tell You What, It's 13 Days Till Halloween, where we posted several mini-sodes on our Instagram TV.
Yesterday from this posting or a couple days ago, there should be a bonus episode for all of our little Halloween readings.
Yeah, so today or Halloween day or whatever you want to listen to this, or just later in the season if you're wanting to get back into that spoopy mood, you can go ahead and you can just do a little marathon of little spooky stories, poems,
creepypastas,
really fun stuff. It's just a good time. So
we had a little too much fun with it.
Yes. So feel free to visit us at our Instagram at Madder Than a Caterpillar.
Or check out that episode.
Yeah. So Ashlyn, I'll tell you what.
What do you tell me?
The scary clown epidemic of 2016.
Yes.
Yes. So are you familiar with the term colorophobia?
Yes, colorophobia.
Colorophobia is the fear of clowns, for those of you who didn't know. Did you know that about 7.8% of Americans suffer from colorophobia?
I didn't know that specific number. I do have a friend who actually, the funny thing is, okay, so she's a horror book editor. And
she really hates clowns.
She hates clowns. One of her favorite books, though, is It, like Stephen King's It.
But she suffers from colorophobia.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Like bad.
Did you know that currently colorophobia isn't officially a diagnosis in the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders?
Yes, the DSM.
That manual is actually the manual that guides mental health professionals as they diagnose. So technically, it's not a official diagnosis, but a lot of people are scared of clowns. I being one of them. I don't like them. Sorry.
I feel like most phobias probably aren't in the actual DSM.
Yeah.
I need to reread it.
There's a phobia for pretty much everything.
Right. And I have a phobia of ants.
A lot of them are probably not technical. You know what
right.
I mean?
It's probably more lumped under anxiety generally.
Yeah. It's a generalized anxiety.
Well, probably not generalized anxiety, but
pinpointed anxiety.
Yeah. Sorry, I get so into semantics here.
So getting into it.
Yes.
Do you recall a few years ago in 2016 when there began a string of random scary clown sightings across the world?
Oh, yes.
They were everywhere. They were in forests, playgrounds, dark roads, parking lots, etc.
People were legitimately fearful for their lives and their children.
So who were these clowns? Were they malicious? Where did they come from? Where did they go? No, where did they come from? Cotton Eye Joe.
Gotta stop this.
So we will soon attempt to answer all of these questions. Let's get into it.
Oh, yes, let's.
Similar to the trope of the 1980s, the scary clown phantoms and such, i.e. Stephen King's It.
Yes.
Scary clowns began popping up across the U.S. This first scary clown sighting in 2016 began in Green Bay, Wisconsin. On August 1st, 2016, five pictures of a creepy clown roaming a vacant parking lot under a bridge in downtown Green Bay at night began to go viral. Shortly after, a Facebook page appeared proclaiming the clown named Gags. The days following the first sighting of the image or images, they actually started appearing on several outlets like Fox News, USA Today, The Young Turks, stuff like that. They started to go viral. So many others began to see the clown appearing standing on corners holding balloons and looking generally very creepy. Yeah. They prompted many Wisconsin citizens to call 911 to report the clown. So nearing the end of August 2016, new scary clown sightings began to arise in Greenville, South Carolina. A group of children at Fleetwood Manor apartment complex started saying that they saw someone dressed as a clown with a white painted face hanging out behind the basketball courts and trying to lure them into the woods. One woman reported that her son told her that he saw several clowns in the woods who were flashing green laser lights before they ran away. He also said that the clowns were whispering and making strange noises. So, you know, like it do. Panic, panic quickly swept across the city and soon into neighboring states.
Yes.
So now we're going to get into some of the scary clown sightings throughout the states.
Okay, yes, please.
So on September 4th, the day before my birthday, in North Carolina.
Oh, I never would have guessed.
In North Carolina this time, children in Winston-Salem neighborhood reported to the police about a person dressed as a clown trying to lure them into some woods. They described him as wearing white overalls and gloves, red shoes, and bushy red hair. His face was described as white with a red nose, and they claimed that he offered them treats if they would go with him. According to police, an adult heard, but did not see the clown. Then again, on September 7th, a witness reported seeing a person wearing a scary clown mask, red curly wig, yellow dotted shirt, blue clown pants, and clown shoes exited the woods by an apartment complex around 10 a.m. in Greensboro. Although the clown disappeared after another witness attempted to chase it down with a machete.
Yeah, no, honestly, valid.
Mm-hmm.
Very valid.
Yeah. In early September 2016, a group of children waiting for their bus in Macon, Georgia, were reportedly chased off by a scary clown that emerged from the bushes. On September 21st,
Hello, Colin.
On September 21st. That was good. On September 21st in Tuchula, a police chief reported seeing a clown wearing a multicolored wig, overalls, and a mask carrying what appeared to be a machete. Upon seeing the police car, the clown fled. His or her whereabouts remain unknown. In Michigan, on September 22nd at 2:11 a.m., a person dressed as a clown was reported to police by a Vermontville man. The clown was seen walking on M79 Highway in Nashville.
Jeez.
Already, that's like five clowns, at least.
Yes.
So then, in Kansas City, Kansas, on September 27th, 2016, a person dressed as a clown was spotted creeping in the bushes near the intersection of 85th Street and Parallel Parkway.
Oh, that's pretty unnervingly close. Yeah,
that's unnervingly close.
I was back by then, wasn't I?
Yes, 2016.
Oh, September. That's right. I was out of my mind. Okay, never mind.
Yeah. So on September 27th in Ohio, at about 2 a.m., a woman called Lancaster Police and reported that she had seen a clown with a large kitchen knife in its hand. Witnesses at the location told police that they had seen two clowns. One was wearing a gold suit with a balloon and the other was wearing all black. However, police failed to find them. Now, on September 28th and 29th, sightings were reported in Brenton Wood and North Babylon on Long Island.
Hmm.
This is spanning the United States.
Yeah, I know.
North Babylon School District went on lockout the following day, and the Lindenhurst School District employed precautions. In case you didn't know, a lockout means that nobody is allowed to enter the building or leave during class hours.
Yep.
Also,
it's America.
Because it's
and
America.
We have those.
We have to have that happen here. A Twitter account called Suffolk Clowns at LL Clowns emerged making, possibly joking, threats to numerous school districts and posting pictures of clowns. However, the account has since been suspended.
Yeah, obviously.
Mm-hmm. On September 30th in Denver, so now, this is literally happening every single day now.
Yeah.
I did not, you know, obviously get an account for every single day, but there definitely was one that happened pretty much every single day.
I know.
After the first sighting started.
I have a couple theories of why, but mm-hmm. I want to hear what you got first.
On September 30th in Denver, a student reported to the police that a person dressed as a clown grabbed her. In Kentucky, on October 1st, a woman reported that while she was walking on a trail at night, don't do that, a clown came out of the woods, assaulted her, and attempted to drag her into the woods. Officials reported that the woman was able to fight the clown off and escape, while also stating that this is the first clown sighting in Clark County.
Yikes.
No, they're like, this is the first time this has happened, so don't worry, guys. This one was just almost, you know, dragged into the woods.
It was only almost an assault, you know?
Yeah, yeah. So again in Kansas, on October 1st as well, in Topeka this time, a clown was spotted near the intersection of Southeast 37th Street and Southeast Adams Street.
Mm.
Again in Topeka, just a few days later on the morning of October 4th,
mm-hmm.
These children were waiting at a bus stop and they witnessed a clown with a knife chasing a 13-year-old girl. However, by the time police arrived, the clown disappeared and was not seen again.
Fabulous. What mm-hmm. about the girl? Do you have anything on her?
No, it just said chasing the girl.
Okay, so we don't get any follow-up to that? What the heck?
There was absolutely no follow-up.
Like, did she go with the clown? Was she...
No, I think
they
were just
chasing
her.
Did she stay and talk to police? Like, what's happening?
I think it was just chasing her, and then the police showed up, and ran away.
Okay.
And then she was fine. It didn't say
I want to know her story.
She's,
more details.
This is what she gets stuck on. Anywho, so now in New York, in New York City, New York, on October 5th, a man wearing clown clothing intimidated a 16-year-old boy with a knife on a subway. He was trying to enter the subway, and he was like standing in front of the doorway and would not let the boy through. So the boy ran out of the station, and the man fled as well. Now in Missouri,
creepy.
In Missouri, we don't have specific dates for this next few. In Missouri, one driver reported seeing a person dressed as a clown lurking around Republic High School during the night in Republic, Missouri. People dressed as clowns have also been sighted in Platte City, Joplin, Neosho, etc. Clown-related threats were also made in Blue Springs, Missouri, and clown sightings have also been reported in Clinton, Versailles, and the University of Missouri campus.
Oh, geez.
So they're just all over Missouri. Now, in Nevada, in Sparks, three men were supposedly chased by a suspicious man dressed like a clown wielding a machete near Shadow Mountain Sparks Complex. And within the next 2 months, there were scary clown sightings in every single state in America. But it didn't stop there. We've gone global. The next section I'd like to call, we've gone global.
Jeez Louise.
The United States was not the only country to have these scary clown sightings. In Australia, there were several of these sightings reported in Campbell Town, New South Wales. So four images of sightings in the city were uploaded onto the internet. One showed a clown being knocked to the ground.
Good.
And since October 7th, there were multiple sightings across major Australian cities, including Sydney, Melbourne, Brisbane, Adelaide, and Perth. On October 8th, at around 9:30 p.m., two 12-year-old girls were with a parent buying ice cream when they were attacked by a creepy clown. While attacking the girls, the clown tried to steal one of the girls' phones.
Punk.
Right? In Alberta, Canada, on October 1st in Edmonton.
October 1st.
October 1st. This is just about Colin Firth, okay? Let's be honest. No, okay.
And now we're going to talk about the Pride and Prejudice miniseries.
Yes. this is taking a turn. In Alberta, Canada, on October 5th in Edmonton, a high school was put into lockdown due to the scary clown sightings on social media. Way back on August 9th in Quebec, Canada, people dressed as clowns were reported to have been chasing children.
Fun.
Now in Finland. You know, remember...
Not perfect, Finland.
You remember a perfect, unproblematic Finland?
Well, fake Finland, yes.
Well. On October 18th, there were two sightings of people dressed as clowns in Tuusula? I think it's Tuusula.
I don't know.
I may have I just really typed it wrong. Well. On October 18th, there were two sightings of people dressed as clowns in Tuusula. And then, also... around 10 people dressed as clowns jumped out of a gray van at a play yard of a school. They started to hunt down three kids who escaped to an underpass where another clown was waiting with a chainsaw. Later on, two adults...
The heck?
Later on, two adults wearing white overalls and pig masks were running behind at least one child and scared teenagers. And October 22nd... in Helsinki, two clowns jumped in front of a 30-year-old man who was jogging with his dog. The dog bit one, and the man punched the other clown. However, the clowns still managed to escape. Phenomenal. The man made a police report of the incident, but the police did not find the suspects.
Boo.
So even in Finland, perfect Finland, this happened. And honestly, the attacks in Finland sounded pretty intense.
Yeah.
So
no one was actually hurt in those, right?
Except for the clowns that got punched and bit.
I don't count the clowns as people.
I didn't get any reports of children actually getting hurt, just scared half to death. But it keeps going. On October 15th, at 2 a.m. in Wesel, Germany, two men reported a man in a clown mask carrying a knife and a gun. In Ireland, there were many reports of incidences regarding people dressed as clowns, but no arrests were made. And there were many more countries with scary clown reports. Numerous reports across all of these countries.
I'm remembering one post that I saw from around this time. And the thing is, 2016 started off on a hard note for a lot of people. That was the year that like David Bowie died and a couple other people. Like really early in the year.
This whole thing for me?
I don't think so. I don't think so. Because I just remember a brief Tumblr post that it just said, no one, absolutely no one, 2016, send in the clowns.
Oh, no. From the Stephen Sondheim hit musical, Little Night Music, Send in the Clowns, made famous by Bernadette Peters, just saying.
I loved that post. I laughed so hard.
That is pretty good.
No. Partially because, like, you know, when this started happening, I think that was, like, when Trump's first,
Isn't it before he?
It was before he was elected, yes, but that was, like, in the middle of the big, like, Trump versus Hillary.
Yeah.
Debacle. exhausting. Yes. Mm-hmm. People already weren't happy. And so, then so 2016 gives us this.
Yes. So like Ashlyn's saying, 2016 was already a doozy of a year.
Oh, yeah.
So I call this next section Drastic Times, Drastic Measures. A few places decided to take some drastic measures in lieu of the situation.
Of course.
So on October 12th, the Russian embassy in London issued a warning for all Russian and British citizens because of the clown scare. On October 13th, Fijian police warned people against involvement in the events. Mm-hmm. In New Zealand, several shops had withdrawn clown costumes from their shelves. Yeah. In the United States, several school districts issued a blanket ban on all clown costumes and clown masks, in addition to previously, you know, existing policies and restrictions. Right. But that year, they're like, no clowns. Also, in the U.S., Target actually pulled clown masks from its website and stores.
Yeah,
that year. The village of Memramcook, New Brunswick, asked residents not to dress up as clowns on Halloween, and employees of theme parks like across the globe were asked and instructed to remove all horror costumes and makeup before leaving work.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're like, no.
That makes sense.
Take it off. So,
but also at this point, you know, people are probably thinking, I see a clown, I'm calling the cops. And That would tie up police,
yeah,
an awful lot, especially if it was
just causing extra panic.
Yeah,
that didn't need to happen.
Especially if it's someone who's like just coming home from work.
Yeah, they're like, oh, bro, I wasn't doing anything. I was just heading out of work.
Public menacing.
I was. It was my job to menace.
Yeah, and then
I was menacing at my job,
and then I was done.
So this next section is called "The Scares Become Scarier." Nearing October 25th, 2016, ramblings of a clown purge attack was announced to come on the eve of Halloween. So basically people started saying that there was going to be a clown purge, like the movie The Purge, on Halloween Eve, basically.
Because the internet sucks.
However, this was never substantiated on any actual news site or anything. Like, it never, and nothing happened. Nothing ever came of it.
Wasn't the Twitter involved in that too?
Probably. I didn't.
I meant the clown Twitter that you mentioned earlier.
No, that was just specific to that, high school or whatever. Yeah. But no, there were several clown Twitters, several Facebook pages, several websites, several everything popped up.
Yeah.
Having to do with these scary clowns. It was insane.
So, it was ridiculous.
Yes.
Anyway.
So this is where it all comes to a head.
Mm-hmm.
It really seems that this whole scary clown ordeal really spiraled out from the start.
Mm-hmm.
As it turns out, the original sighting way back in Green Bay, Wisconsin, was actually a viral marketing campaign for a local horror movie.
Oh, dear Lord.
Did you not know that?
No, I didn't know that part.
Oh, really? I thought you would, because Josh knew.
I think I heard about it a while ago, but like,
so originally,
I forgot.
Originally, you know how we said the original clown's name was Gags. So originally, Gags was supposed to be released as a short film, and it was. However,
oh yeah, that was that on like the Hulu thing. No, that was something else. Sorry.
The short film actually got picked up for a feature film, and. Its current runtime is an hour and 29 minutes, and it was released in 2018 with wide-scale release in September of 2019.
Oh, wow.
So Adam Krause was the screenwriter, director, and a producer on the project.
Mm-hmm.
He stated in an interview that their original plan was to get possibly maybe 100 people involved in the campaign. But the initial reaction exceeded Krause's original expectations, and the post was shared over 10,000 times.
Right.
So, he meant to get, a few hundred people in the area involved to, publicize his little short film, his movie. And it just spiraled completely out of control. In a week and a half, the page had more than 50,000 likes on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to be honest. Now, I'm going to be honest. The next quote just makes me think Adam Krause is a pretentious film major.
Probably.
Oh, because this next quote is the most pretentious.
Just tell me.
Krause wrote on the Facebook post about his fascination with how clowns... Sorry, this is very poorly worded, and this is a direct quote. Krauss wrote on the Facebook post about his fascination with clowns and how they were traditionally symbols of happiness and entertainment that evolved into something frightening for many people, including himself. He said the main inspiration behind last week's gags shenanigans were news stories about other mysterious clowns. So basically he was just like, I found it fascinating how clowns used to be signs of happiness and now they're scary. Shut the heck up.
So you mean
up.
Like the get most over yourself. Basic.
The most basic.
The like, most basic thought about the creepiness of clowns.
Yes.
Like, seriously.
Literally a lot of people, almost everybody thinks clowns are a little creepy.
Yeah, because the thing is they were meant to be exaggerated even when they were, you know, just for kicks and yeah. everything. I mean, there's something
they've always been a little
off-putting about it. Yeah.
And that's the whole point.
Right.
So you're not special, Krauss.
You're not even
you're not creative.
Deep. Like, that's so fake.
You're
deep.
Not
I'm
deep.
Sorry.
Film majors. Sorry, Ashley.
it's fine.
Sometimes she's
not wrong.
Ashlyn doesn't always sound like a pretentious film major, but every once in a while it comes out and it's very funny.
Well, it also has something to do with like, the college environment too.
Yeah.
Because
I think
no, because the thing is, so a lot of my friends and I, we were like very different majors and everything.
Yeah.
Like there was some overlap. But we would get on these topics and basically we would be coming at them like from the things that we were learning about in our majors.
Yeah.
So it was like a ton of intersection and everything. It was a really cool way to converse, but then trying to translate that into some other people and other people hearing it would just be like,
wow, you're pretentious.
Wow, shut up.
Yeah.
When really the conversation's just fun.
No, I totally get it. Cause I mean, it was very similar in theater school where I attended. Anybody talking about any play or musical. Wow. That's like so amazing and deep. And then you talk about it outside and everyone's like,
shut up.
It's just, it's music. And I'm like, but it's so deep. And they're like, shut up.
It's like, no, but you're not getting the imagery and like the shots
it's
and like
beautiful.
The way it's constructed.
Yeah, yeah, I totally. Josh just stares at me when I talk about musicals. He's just like, uh-huh, okay.
Josh
uh-huh.
wasn't even a film major and he does that with films.
No, I know, but he doesn't like musicals. It's very upsetting for me. I love musicals.
Jeez.
Ugh, studios.
He's anywho. Like the person I would expect to be
getting
like,
back
in
on
musicals.
Track.
Anyway, sorry.
Getting back on track. So his inspirational. So his inspiration was actually drawn from an event that happened way back in 2014. In California, in October of 2014, a rash of sightings appeared, which centered around the Wasco. Is that what this pronounced?
That's
Wasco
probably
clown.
Why I thought that this happened earlier. Okay.
Which centered around the Wasco clown. And primarily occurred in the Wasco, California area, mm-hmm. with photos and images appearing on social media.
Right.
Yes. Okay. I didn't get much more information about the Wasco clown because this wasn't really about him because I was 2014. As for the rest of them, the rest of the supposed scary clown sightings stemmed from the Greenville, South Carolina clown, like clown sightings. Mm-hmm. Whereas the original clown sighting was for a marketing stunt, these were simply made up by children.
Yeah.
These children were just bored.
No, and that's what I thought actually was happening. Was like it was a bunch of teenagers or someone. That-
yeah, so originally, almost all the other scary clown sightings were complete and utter hoaxes. So, yeah, most of them didn't even exist. A lot of them, especially when the kids were saying it and stuff, like all the teens tweeting about it and whatnot, most of that was just completely fake. A lot of the police reports were fake. Now, children and people across the country began making up tales about supposed clown sightings just to get a rise. And it worked.
Yeah.
Some of the cases were actual copycats. So some of the cases were actual copycats.
Yes.
Cases where people did dress up just to get scare some folks. On top of that, some people did decide to take the opportunity to commit crimes.
Yes,
for example,
like the person trying to steal the phone.
Mm-hmm. For example, a 30-year-old man dressed as a clown was arrested after chasing a woman in England.
Yeah.
In California, an 11-year-old boy from Salinas?
I don't know.
In California, an 11-year-old boy was cited for cyberbullying for making clown threats towards his elementary school.
Yeah.
A few New Haven high schools in Connecticut were threatened by Jackson the Clown.
Yeah.
On social media.
Mm-hmm.
Later, two girls were arrested for the threats.
Good.
In Delaware, two high school students were arrested and charged with a felony for terroristic threats and conspiracy yep. after making threats of clowns committing violence against other students on Instagram.
Yep. That'll happen.
The high school was actually evacuated, and an explosive detection canine team actually had to sweep and clear the building.
Yep, because even if it's probably fake, they still mm-hmm. gotta check.
Numerous Floridian schools were also put under lockdown due to the threats arising on social media from people right. masquerading as clowns.
So, yeah,
and they were threatening to cause school shootings.
Yeah, no, see, that was one of the big things that I remember hearing about. So, was like these clowns threatening like schools on Twitter and everything. Granted, mm-hmm. nothing really ever came of them from what I heard.
Yeah. One of these killer clowns was discovered to be a 12-year-old boy who said he was going to kill students at Pasco County Schools and was subsequently arrested.
Well, and see, wasn't 2016 also one of the years that we saw a big rise in school shootings in the first place?
Yes, it was.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
So on top of all the horrific things that were already happening, these people were just making things up mm-hmm. to be little jerks.
No, and actually, that's kind of what I figured happened mm-hmm. was that it was probably teenagers taking the
taking it
joke
too far.
Too far.
Way too far. In Kentucky, on September 23rd, 20-year-old Jonathan Martin was arrested for wearing a hood or mask in a public area, disorderly conduct, and two outstanding warrants for non-payment of fines and failure to appear in court. Martin was found in a full clown costume lurking in a wooded area near an apartment block.
Of course.
And the list goes on and on.
Because it's got to be edgy.
The list just goes on. It just mm-hmm. does not stop. And so, as for the questions I posed at the beginning of this podcast.
Oh, you posed questions? I forgot.
Who were these clowns? Well, the clowns were everybody. The first was a marketing stunt. Two, it was just bored children. And three, idiots just trying to get a rise.
Or commit crimes. Yes.
Same day. Two, were they malicious? Some weren't.
Yeah. Most weren't. Most weren't, like, actually physically.
I don't know. They were chasing people, Ashlyn.
No, I meant out of all the stories.
No, out of all the stories, there was a lot of terror induced. Honestly, yes. I think a lot of it was malicious. The first one, they weren't trying to be malicious. Sure, they were trying to get a little bit of a rise, but they were just like, oh, we made a scary movie. Like, go see our movie kind of thing. The rest of them... A lot of it was like, I want to terrorize my neighbors. Yeah, I want to terrorize the high school students. That's horrible. So a lot of it was actually malicious. And I don't like that people took that
mm-hmm.
and like made it that kind of a thing. You know?
I mean, that's, yeah.
There's particularly sick.
Like, okay, there's a point where I can see it kind of being a funny joke to someone where like, oh, you're standing in the woods in a clown costume and that people are getting scared by it. Big
yeah.
Clown.
But you're not chasing someone.
Yeah, when you're chasing someone, when you're actually making physical contact with someone.
Mm-hmm. Trying to steal people's phones.
When you're
bones.
Carrying a machete and making people feel actually scared for life. That is menacing.
The original one, he was just standing in parking lots and on street corners carrying balloons and looking creepy.
Yeah.
That's like, fine.
Yeah, if you want to joke around about that,
that's
go for
fine.
It, I guess.
But don't chase
well,
people.
Not now.
Do not make threats. My gosh. Right.
No, and that's the thing. I'm like... I remember people talking about like the plans they would have.
Yeah.
They would have in case they came across one of these clowns.
Mm-hmm.
Mine was hit first, ask questions later.
I mean, that's what that one guy did.
Yeah. No. And the thing is, you would have to in those kinds of circumstances. And quite frankly, the law would be on your side, at least
true.
In America.
Self defense.
Because it is self defense.
So my third question was, where did they come from? Well, originally they came from Green Bay, Wisconsin, because. Adam Krause decided because film majors accurate.
Right.
So that's all I have about the scary clown sightings of 2016. And we have already discussed it pretty well and pretty in depth. Did you come across any scary clowns in 2016? If you did, we'd love to hear your story mm-hmm. about it. You can send it to us at matterthanacaterpillar@gmail.com. You could also join us on Instagram. You could message us there or comment on one of our photos or anything like that at Matter Than a Caterpillar.
Or if you have anything else around that time that you want to talk about 2016, most of my memories are gone from that time. So we'd love to hear from you.
Yeah.
At Twitter on, or you could slide into our DMs or tweet at us at Madder Than a Cat on Twitter.
You could also join us on TikTok. We are slowly but surely working on videos to go up on there. It's a slow process. Just give us a break. Okay.
We're trying so hard.
We're trying our hardest.
We love this podcast. We do.
Yeah, we love you.
It's great to do. It's fun to do.
Please reach out.
It takes time, though.
Mm-hmm.
So.
We forgot to say this at the beginning of the podcast, so I might superimpose this there, but
happy Halloween. We said that in two very different cadences.
It's fine. It works. But once again, happy Halloween. We're so glad that you're a part of this spoopy podcast during this spoopy time of the year. And
during this particularly spoopy year.
Yes.
Oh, gosh.
So Halloween this year, today, that you're listening to this podcast, hopefully, the day it came out, is actually on a full moon as well. So interesting. It's good. The crazies are going to be out this year. Be careful. Be safe.
And we know that you probably can't do too much this year. So make sure you can go ahead and check out our bonus episode.
Yeah, again, our bonus plugging. Episode that, you know, came out the other day.
It might be spooky enough to tide you over. I know it's absolutely probably going to be a lot different this year as in previous years.
Mm-hmm. So, and with that, we'll leave you with this. Tell your mom.
Tell your dad.
Tell your friends.
Tell the FBI agent listening through your phone.
And tell the scary clown that lives in your closet. And good night. Happy Halloween! Woo!
We got scary ghost sounds up in here.
Oh wait, they're not scary clown noises. How do you make a scary clown noise? I don't want.
I don't know. I can't imitate.
I don't want to hear that.
I'm sorry.
I don't want to hear a scary clown noise. Nobody tell me that. Okay. Goodbye.
Let's watch it.